Welcome to the world of Conspiracy Me. I'm Ethan Bridges, your host and guide along the multifaceted conspiracy theory iceberg. Follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole, and don't lose your head along the way. Be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. What if everything we were taught was all a lie? You learn all these pieces of information, but what if they were all incorrect? Today, I will be discussing something that many may find offensive. I'm not saying that I believe this theory, but it definitely comes with a heavy content warning because I am discussing religion and religious views. Listener discretion is advised. Keep faith and don't let it falter. As a child, I grew up in a Southern community, meaning I went to a Southern Baptist church and was taught the lay of the land through my Sunday school teacher. Even as a child, I was always skeptical of what adults told me to be the world's truths. As we would discuss different topics and stories of the Bible, I had questions. Questions that needed answering. Questions not even my preacher could answer. I found so many fallacies and plot holes in the Bible that I began to question its validity. I'll preface here that I'm not speaking out against religion or any person's religious beliefs. I am only stating my own personal religious experience and why I think atheism has made its way on the list of conspiracy theories. If you disagree, don't tell me. Just keep moving on with your life. I'm just doing this for a bit of fun. I digress. But what if all religion was a hoax, set by the elite to control the impoverished? Each religion claims to be the correct religion and everyone else is completely wrong, but each, in their own way, shares the same belief system. Yet each claims to be the most peaceful until another tries to take that place. Most wars have been fought over religion. But why? I've heard that money is power. I've heard that knowledge is power. But at the end of the day, power is power, and it is only given to those who seek out exploiting the easily manipulated. Throughout history, especially in the United States, because we are taught from a young age that the United States were founded on religious beliefs and not the fact that those people, our early colonizers, were in fact criminals in their home countries, we were all taught different evolutions of religion. Take the Quakers, for example. These very simple and peaceful pacifists were persecuted because they did not teach the wrath of God like the Puritan preacher, Jonathan Edwards, whose famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, I had to read in high school. So, religious people have taught that God is loving but possessive, forgiving yet despises others, caring, but will murder an entire village. Wholesome, yet perverse. I've always had questions about the books of the Bible. Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? Is Satan already in hell, or do we have to wait for Judgment Day? Why did Job remain faithful to God after God put him through hell? If God is omnipresent and all-knowing, why does he allow the devil to do his own bidding? And why are we the ones to be punished when it's Satan's fault all along? And if God knows how everything will end, from the moment of your birth to the day you die, to where you end up in the afterlife, what's the point of living if he knows we aren't going to take the path left traveled? When I return, I'll give you some answers as to how this appeared on the iceberg, whether you believe it or not.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And we've brought you a show all about the occult.
We're talking different lores and mythology.
Yes, creature features, cryptids, aliens, you name it, we'll cover it.
Conspiracy theories.
Absolutely.
And pagan holidays and
100%.
Practices.
All eight of them. Yes.
Spiritual living, you yeah. name it.
That's right. We've got it for you. So if you want, come sit with us for a spell and let us make you laugh.
We are Witches Talking Tarot.
Thanks, everybody.
In my childhood, I was quite the inquisitive person. I always asked questions, and many times those questions went unanswered because those around me never quite knew the answers themselves. The more I pondered, the more questions I have. And if no one will answer them for me, I'll search the answers myself. Personally, I do not put a lot of faith in the Bible. I do believe that the Bible is similar to Aesop's fables and tries to teach people to be good. But why is that always wrong? I grew up in a small town. I grew up with people that have never left that area, not even to go to college if that were at all possible. Small towns usually mean small minds, or rather the lack of open-mindedness. I did a small stint of college, discovered that it was not for me, and then eventually moved out of my small town. And then it clicked. Georgia is part of the Bible Belt, an invisible line that generally has significant amount of churches to population ratio. For one school system, primary through high schools, there are at least 15 churches for one school. And we had four. But what does this mean? Let me get some facts out of the way. In the United States, we have the constitutional right to have whatever religion we want. Most of the religions in the U.S. happen to be some form of Christianity, albeit Catholicism or Protestant. Churches in the U.S. are not taxed, but they generate large amounts of money. That money is supposed to be put back into the community for the poor, the sick, the single parents, and those who are serving time in jail as a means of reformation. But that always isn't the case. The most expensive church in the world is possibly the Catholic Church. If something were to happen to Vatican City, it would be the biggest loss of literature and artifacts since the burning of the Library of Alexandria. The more money, the more wealth always equates to more power. And why would such religions need such wealth? The biggest scam in the history of creation, when the pious have more money than they can fathom. It means that the church is no longer concerned about bringing people into the light, but rather how much money they can make off broken souls. So where does this truly fall on the conspiracy theory iceberg? I can only speak on the Christian side of things because that was what I was raised as, but I will try my best to help explain how and why atheists are a conspiracy against the church. Religion is like a fire, and it feeds on something. It needs oxygen to create warmth, but if there is no oxygen, the flame dies out. Religion needs fear. It is fear and exploitation of smaller people that brings people to the church. The fear that God is always watching and judging you on everything you do frightens many. So those who began to spread this religion began to use this as a topic. People began to claim that God was like our father. When we did something bad, our father would punish us, and if we did something good, he would reward us. Slowly creeps into the idea of heaven and hell, judgment day, and so forth. And what of this reward? Humans have always had the fear of death because it is final, we cease to exist. To bring these frightened people into the church, religious leaders needed a promise. Golden streets, pearly gates, a place where no war has touched and everyone lives in harmony. So instead of trying to do that here on earth now, we have to wait for an everlasting life with God and Jesus. The poor will want to go to heaven because they would have never seen such gold, and the wealthy, well, they'd want to go to see if they could hoard all the gold. So it turned into something that made the poor and elite equal, so to speak. But throughout this entire time, there were people who found flaws within this and other religions, and they happened to be called atheists, because they do not believe in anything. Moreover, a god or gods. There is no afterlife for atheists, and this confuses many religions. The more and more people religious persons can convert means more money. But if they cannot convert a person, they're losing out on that $1 more they could have had. Atheists do not need religion and a reward to live a good life. And this is what tears most modern Christians up the most. Most of the atheists I know act more like Christ than those who claim they follow him. At the end of the day, atheism keeps the religious elite poorer than they would if they could convert them to their religion. Atheists see the flaws in religion and try to act against them as much as possible. The real conspiracy here isn't the people that don't believe, it's those who do, or at least claim they do. The sheep among the wolves that pray for good things to happen instead of working hard toward them. Like in the secret episode from season 1. Perhaps critical thinking might not be in the way of some. But don't take my word for it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and kept an open mind as well. I hope I did not offend anyone with this one. Keep in mind, most religions have some sort of conspiracy about them. Perhaps at the end of the day, it's truly about perspective. Maybe God's the bad guy and we should be following the devil. Just next time you discover an atheist, have some sympathy. They may know more about your religion than you do. Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact me, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at conspiracymepod and check out our website at conspiracymepod.com and give Conspiracy Me a review on Apple Podcast or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. For listener support, visit anchor.fm/conspiracy-me/support.